There's a great lot of conversation, of course, now about the state of the agricultural economy. And to lend to that discussion, there's new information out from the Agricultural Economics Department at K-State, which periodically conducts an agricultural lender survey, and this is done on a national scale. It renders very good information about where things stand for farmers and ranchers out there. Joining us, one of the co-authors of this survey, Christine Wilson, professor of agricultural economics at K-State. Well, Christine, this is not the first time K-State has taken on such an endeavor. You've a series of these surveys, right?
That's correct, Eric. We've been doing this survey twice a year for about the last 4 years now. So we've really been able to collect a good amount of data really to gauge the financial conditions of the agricultural economy over the past 4 years. And most specifically, what our goal of the survey is to ask lenders what they've experienced the past 3 months. We kind of call that the recent, what's happened recently. And then we want to look at their expectations up to a year out and then 2 to 5 years out. So what we kind of call the short-term future and longer-term future. And again, you know, we're trying to get a sense for what lenders have recently experienced and what they're expecting to occur in the very near term and then farther out so that we can hopefully get a picture of what we're going to expect to see in the economy.
And that really is of added value currently, given the situation at hand with the agricultural economy. Having this kind of background helps us sort it all out, right?
Definitely. You know, lenders are a key component of that agricultural economy. And so knowing what they're experiencing has value for all sorts of other individuals across the value chain in agriculture.
How you go about this survey, and again, it's not just within Kansas borders. You reach out further than that, don't you?
Absolutely. No, this is a national survey that we've been doing for the past 4 years, and so we have respondents from across the nation. The largest majority are from the Midwest and the Plains areas, but definitely it's of national scope with individuals across lending institutions responding from across the United States.
Very good. And you've identified five areas of interest that you really hone in on with the survey, do you not?
That's right. So our five key areas are interest rates and what's going on in interest rates. Again, the past 3 months, what do we expect in the short term, a year out, and what do we expect beyond that, say 2 to 5 years out? Our second area is what we call spread over cost of funds. And really what that spread over cost of funds is, it's the difference between what the lending institution is paying for the funds that they're acquiring and then what they're loaning those out to. So it's that margin, that spread that they're making within their business. And that's a second key area. Farm loan volume in different areas, both looking at farm real estate, intermediate loans, which are typically your equipment types of loans, and then your operating loans, the funding and cash that producers need to keep their operations going. And then we've got our non-performing loans. Those are loans that typically a borrower hasn't made a payment on in the last 90 days or so. So they're not performing. We're not able to make those payments. And then, of course, the one that everybody's always interested in, land values. And what are we seeing in land values and what do we expect to see in the future?
Yeah, land values tend to be the hub of everything.
Everybody wants to know.
Deal of what's going on in our agricultural economy. Well, Christine, what we'd like to do is go through each of those five areas and draw out the main findings that you derived from the survey here. Let's begin with interest rates. And noting the survey was conducted prior to the recent announcement by the Federal Reserve that interest rates will be going up a shade here in 2017.
Right. So we did see last week that the Fed did increase interest rates. And I believe they also made a statement that they're expecting to continue to have increases in interest rates, say, two or three more times over the next 2 to 3 years or so. So they've already set that expectation that they're going to continue to increase. Our survey was conducted earlier this fall, so definitely before last week. And what we saw from our results in the short term is really our agricultural lending institutions have not really experienced a change in interest rates during that past 3 month time period, but they continue to expect rates to increase 1 year out and 2 to 5 years out. So very consistent with what we've seen in the overall market. Not much change in the current term, but still those expectations that, hey, we think interest rates are going to go up, most likely driven by whatever the Fed does. And so we're expecting those to increase both short term and longer term.
And across the breadth of the types of loans that we see out there,
yes,
right?
Yes, across all of the types of loans. Those are the same types of expectations. Nothing really recently, but we expect that to change in the near future and farther out as well.
So the survey was spot on in terms of what's likely to happen in that, as you said, the Federal Reserve has announced its intention to maybe stair-step more interest rate hikes in 2017. This next category, and you did outline what it is, but explaining further its value and its importance, the spread over cost of funds, and it's a comparison of the rates that lending institutions are paying to what they're actually charging for their lending services, right?
That's right. So it's the difference between what they're paying and the rate that they're loaning to their own borrowers. And the significance of that is, you know, if we see a decrease in the spread or tight spreads, that typically means we're seeing more competition in the lending market. And if that spread widens or we're expecting to see increases in that spread, that typically signals less competition. So lending institutions can charge a little bit more, widen that spread, make a little bit more money. When competition's tight, you could keep that spread tighter because of the competition. You've got more competition out there. So that's really the significance of it.
And what did the survey suggest along these lines?
And so what we found from this fall survey, spreads were tighter, or lenders were experiencing a decrease in that spread, which we would interpret as a little bit more competition in the market. Then they're expecting to be able to widen that spread in the future. But over the past 3 months, across all pretty much all categories, especially real estate and our intermediate terms, we saw more lenders responding that they'd experienced a decrease most recently in that spread.
And as you look at that, the relevance of that to the producer out there, it has to do with their ability to perhaps shop around for credit.
Possibly, you know, check between different borrowers and see what the best rate you can get from different borrowing institutions. Absolutely. So when that spread is tighter and there's more competition within the lending institutions, good for a borrower.
Right. And again, that was the trend in spread over a cost of funds as it was determined by the survey. We'll get into one more category before we need to take a break, Christine. Farm loan volume. And what did the survey suggest along this line?
So our survey, our lenders are telling us that they have been experiencing most recently an increase in total farm loan volume and an increase in a number of those areas, and they expect that to continue to increase in the future overall speaking. So again, the areas that we look at is we look at total farm loan volume, we look at farm real estate, we look at our intermediate loans, and we look at our operating loans are those areas.
And let's break those down then. As the survey did, when you looked at the types of loans, farm real estate loans, the volume trend is?
It's up, but it's not up as much as in the other categories. So when we think about real estate and that being farmland, you know, we haven't been seeing as much change hands most recently as we had in the past, mm-hmm. which makes sense as far as, you know, people at this point being able to buy or looking to buy land. Mm-hmm. So again, we do see our lenders are telling us, you know, they did have a bit of an increase in farm real estate loans the past 3 months, but it hasn't been as much as what we saw maybe the 3 months before.
It slowed down. It
slowed down.
But it hasn't gone the other direction yet.
No, they haven't experienced decreases yet in the farm real estate. And actually, our lenders are telling us that they continue to expect farm real estate loans to increase in the future. That's their expectation right now, that, mm-hmm. you know, as land comes on the market, it'll start to change hands a little bit more than it has the past 3 months.
Intermediate loans now would cover capital expenses, at least in part, wouldn't they?
Yes, capital expenses, equipment, other machinery, those types of things. And what we, you know, what we saw from that is, again, increases in the short term, not as much as we saw the 3 months prior to this survey, and then expecting really for the short term not a lot of change. A little bit of an increase, which really tells us that we've got lenders responding to the survey expecting not a lot of change and a few expecting a little bit of an increase maybe. So really they're not expecting borrowers to be making those types of capital investments in the next year.
Which tracks right along with the state of the economy.
Yes, it absolutely does. And then, you know, being optimistic, they're thinking farther out, 2 to 5 years or so, those expenditures will start to pick up a little bit more. And so the expectation is, you know, a bit more of an increase in those expenditures a little bit farther out.
There's still more to the survey findings we want to dig into. If we might, Christine, we'll take a break here briefly and do just that when we return.
Sounds good.
She's Christine Wilson, agricultural economist at Kansas State University and among those who helped pull together the latest agricultural lender survey on the part of K-State Agricultural Economics. We'll take a break and then have a look at more.